Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
It is going to be hot now. It starts to kind of warm up a bit in 25 degrees today and
nice.
26 for tomorrow as well. So
it still blows my mind how hot June was, like for like the beginning of June.
Mm-hmm. And May.
End of May.
We were 30 degree days in May.
There. And then how rainy it's been.
Hey, we'll take it.
I love the rain.
Yeah. No, bring it
like,
on.
It's like flip of a coin.
I could take a whole week of rain still and make it happen this year. Oh, yeah. We need some more precipitation out there. Come on.
Well, towards the weekend, it looks like we should
Let's go.
See some more showers.
Let's go. What do we got today?
Well, performing at the Buckeye Country Superfest, Jelly Roll had a very special guest star come out on stage to sing with him. It was actor Kevin James. They ended up singing Need a Favor together.
I saw that. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect the Savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor. There we go, Jelly Roll and Mall Cop making it happen out there.
I swear those two could be long-lost brothers.
Yeah, they really look similar.
I was going to say, if there is ever a Jelly Roll biopic, Kevin James would be a great, great stand-in for
100%.
Jelly. During a recent interview, Gretchen Wilson rated items on a redneck scoreboard. A score of 1 is not redneck. A score of 10 is very redneck.
Love
and
it.
And here are some of the items she rated.
A redneck score, 1 to 10. What do you think about a White Claw?
That doesn't belong on this list. Boiled peanuts. That ain't really all that redneck. I'd say it's probably like a 6.
Okay, this is matcha tea.
It looks like something green and gross.
Gotcha.
Doesn't belong on the chart.
Fried pickles.
Fried pickles. Now that's up there. That up there at about a 9.
At about a 9 on that, hey?
I was going to say, if deep fried pickles are redneck, I'm a redneck.
What do you think is the most redneck thing?
Oh, man. Daisy Dukes and flip-flops?
I'm gonna say a lazy boy that has an engine strapped to the
Ooh,
back.
That's
yes. a 10 yeah. out of 10 redneck right there.
Red Green would be so proud
he
of that.
He would be,
yeah.
absolutely.
Post Malone was recently performing in Phoenix and tried to cheers a fan, but he ended up reaching out too far and fell off the stage.
Uh-oh.
He rolled out of it pretty unscathed and somehow managed to save his drink, too.
Right on.
And the 21st annual Toby Keith and Friends Golf Classic just concluded, and they helped raise $1.4 million.
Wow.
The event benefits Toby's OK Kids Corral, which provides aid to kids and families who are receiving medical care for critical illnesses.
Right on. The late Toby Keith would be proud,
yeah,
for
I miss
sure.
him so much.
There you go. That's our Country Music Insider today.